A first-degree murder trial ended on Tuesday, with the second of two people originally accused of the crime pleading guilty to a lesser charge. Henry Potty pled guilty to manslaughter by unlawful act in the murder of Jamie Leard, which took place just under 2 years ago, on May 25, 2021, in Upper Cape, between Cape Tormentine and Port Elgin. Two people were originally charged with first-degree murder in the case, Henry Potty and Sean Patterson. Patterson pled guilty to second-degree murder on April 13th, just before the jury trial began on the 17th. Outside the courtroom on Tuesday, Potty's lawyer, Nathan Gorham, spoke to reporters about why Potty changed his plea.
Mr. Potty was willing to accept a lesser plea for quite some time. Okay, Mr. Potty felt bad that he had any involvement in the case whatsoever. All right, and so he didn't want this to happen, but he was always willing to, in terms of he didn't want Mr. Laird to have died like this, and he didn't know it was going to happen. And he was willing to accept responsibility for his own actions. What you heard in court was that the prosecution was willing, as of this week, to accept the plea to manslaughter. And so that's why, or at least over the last week, and that's why the case has changed like this.
The 14 members of the jury sat on and off for the past 2 weeks and heard testimony from 12 different witnesses out of a possible 36 named by the prosecution at the outset of the trial. The most recent testimony came from Zach Johnson, a young man from Point de Butte who told the court he sold drugs to Potty and testified that Potty had told him he had to make someone disappear shortly before Leard was murdered. Potty's lawyer Nathan Gorham pursued a vigorous cross-examination of Johnson, pointing out his previous lies to the police before making his statement about Potty. Gorham drew attention to Johnson's previous criminal activities, including use of counterfeit money to steal a dirt bike, selling crack cocaine, and violating his bail conditions. Gorham painted a picture of a witness who was willing to lie to protect himself and perhaps gain favor regarding his existing criminal charges. Before Johnson's cross-examination was over last week, Gorham submitted an application for a mistrial, citing three main issues, including the reliance on key witnesses with something to gain from cooperating with the prosecution. The mistrial application is rendered moot now that Potty has pled to a lesser charge, but Gorham explained part of the reasoning behind it on Tuesday.
We had concerns that with the three Crown witnesses who had all changed their evidence and had changed their evidence when they knew what was in it for them, we had concerns that that dynamic in the case made it so that it was a risky situation. And we know in the academic world and in the judicial experience world that these witnesses like that can lead to miscarriages of justice. And so we had a concern that there was a risky situation with risky witnesses. And then the records that were kept of some of the conversations made it so that the effect at the end of the day might have been that the full truth wouldn't have come out for the jury. And so we had that concern, and the way things were playing out in the trial, we felt that there was concerns that had to be raised.
On Tuesday, the Crown read a statement of facts into the record, which both Potty and the Crown lawyers agreed to be true. That statement differed in a key way from one agreed to previously by the Crown and Sean Patterson. In both statements, it was agreed that Leard was shot by Patterson shortly after returning to his own home, but in Patterson's statement, he maintained that another person also shot Leard 2 to 3 times. Gorham said he would leave it to Crown prosecutors to explain the discrepancy.
From our perspective, Mr. Potty has always denied that he shot Mr. Leard even a single time. He's always denied that he had any knowledge whatsoever that there was going to be a shooting. He feels very badly that Mr. Laird has died, and he has been consistent all the way through that he did not want that to happen and did not know it was going to happen. And so the Patterson proceeding played out the way it did. We are thankful in this proceeding that we've reached a resolution where Mr. Potty was able to take responsibility for what he did, and the Crown has stepped away from that other allegation, which Mr. Potty has said from the beginning was false.
Gorham said on Tuesday that police investigating the murder faced challenges.
The police were presented with a very, very difficult situation where they didn't know what happened, and the three main people who did know what happened were not willing to tell the truth, and those are the three main Crown witnesses, were not willing to tell the truth, and were searching for how the outcome of the investigation might affect them. And so when you have a situation where people are not willing to be honest, and they're looking to gain something from their role in the investigation, it presents a very, very difficult situation for investigators, and it presents a very, very challenging situation for the lawyers and the judge to ensure that there's a fair process, because these types of witnesses, we know from 20 or 30 years of wrongful conviction experience, these types of witnesses set the stage for miscarriages of justice. And so the police, I'm sure, did their very best, and everything I see suggests that they did their absolute best. They were put in a situation that was exceedingly difficult.
Both Potty and Patterson have yet to be sentenced, but defense attorneys and the Crown have agreed on joint sentence recommendations for both. Lawyers in the hearing for Sean Patterson did not share their agreement, but for Potty, the recommendation is 9 years, including credit for time served before his conviction, at a rate of 1.5 days per day. Gorham told the court that he would also be pursuing additional credit on Potty's sentence in recognition of harsh conditions at the jail where he's been held. Potty will be back in court on September 15th for his sentencing hearing, while Patterson is due back on July 25th. Victim impact statements from Leard's family and friends will be part of both sentencing hearings.